Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the Ask the Author Live teleconference hosted by Lady AJP Ministries, and thank you for being a part of today's listening audience. Our mission is to connect Christian living authors with other authors, writers, and readers by creating a networking platform that benefits all. Listeners will receive information, insight, and inspiration as our authors share their knowledge and experience concerning their published work. And as a special thank you to our listeners, we conclude our call each month with a drawing for an autographed book. Today's special guest is out of Gonzales, Louisiana. Her ministry is directed at women, but men are also blessed by the insights that she shares. Her book cover says, "The time has come when your darkest hour meets with the light of day. You no longer have to live behind the mask of destiny killers, the pain, the abuse, or the brokenness of your past. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. Before you were born, God sanctified you and set you apart." That's Jeremiah 1 and verse 5. You were born to be a great woman in the kingdom of God. The assignment of destiny killers is to make you believe success is not a part of God's plan. In order to live a true, fulfilled life in Christ, you must deal with your inner hurt, shame, and pain of your past. You have been stuck in life, bound by your past. God says, "It's time to be free. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29 and 11. Don't allow what you see in a moment to affect your promise for tomorrow. Remember, it's just a moment in time. Don't allow the enemy of your soul to rob you of your inheritance and blessings in God. Your darkest hour is your greatest ministry. Don't allow the pain of your past to keep you from having healthy relationships with other women. Nothing can stop the plan of God once your darkest moment meets with destiny. And now I introduce to some and present to others the author of Deep Darkness, who said success was not a part of God's plan, author Dana Cathy Williams.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sister Dana?
I am doing well. It's such a blessing to hear from you and talk to you on today, Sister Poole.
Oh, this is just great. I am so excited. I'm always excited to talk to authors and find out what they're doing. But when I personally know the authors, it really is just such a thrill to see what God is doing and how he's expanding you with what he's giving you to do. Your book is really exciting, and there's just so much in there. So let's just jump right in and see where we are. The title, Deep Darkness, Who Said Success Was Not a Part of God's Plan? What prompted you to write this book?
Well, truly, when I thought about my life and growing up as a young girl and some of the things that I experienced coming from an abusive home and just some dark hours in my life, the Holy Spirit laid it on my heart one day to write. And once he laid it on my heart, the title came up, Deep Darkness. And It's when your darkest hour meets with destiny. Even though I had been through some struggles in life, my darkest hour never determined my destiny. I always strive for success in life, no matter what I went through.
Amen. Amen. Well, you talk about the title coming as you were writing. What actually inspired the cover and the title? Because looking at the cover is very unique. Talk to us about how that came to be.
Well, that's amazing. Truthfully, my husband saw a picture. And once he showed me the picture, I'm kind of a visionary, and once I saw the picture, I knew that that was the cover. When I thought of it, but many years ago, I went to church with a young man, and I wanted him to draw me a picture of a woman in the hands of Jesus and her body being a butterfly, because it reminds me of the transformation process. The transformation process of going from old nature to new nature, when you rebirth into Christ Jesus from your sin nature.
Okay.
Direction for the cover of the book. When I think about the woman and going from your darkest hour, the caterpillar inside of the cocoon is in a dark hour, but then once it's released, it's a beautiful moment. She is that beautiful butterfly.
Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome. Your opening paragraph, Left for Dead, is very vivid. Talk to us about that segment and your closing line, the light of day is upon you, surrender to God and live again.
Okay, I'm kind of losing you just a little bit. Let me make sure that I heard the question. The dead?
Hello? Hello? Okay, now you're breaking up.
Hello?
Hello, yes, we can hear you. Okay, your opening paragraph, Left for Dead, I said is very vivid. Talk to us about that segment and your closing line, the light of day is upon you, surrender to God and live again. Hello, are you there?
But my opening paragraph, Left for Dead, is when you know, some women were molested, some. At those moments in their life, the person who molested them, the person who abused them, or the person who abandoned them, they didn't. When you're young, and even as adults, when you are raped or when you're abused, your abuser or that person that attacked you or how to get back from that place. And it reminded me of the Samaritan who was beaten and left on the side of the road. And he was left dead. And the men that
Hello? Seems to be having some technical difficulties today with the phone line. Dana, are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay, and we've lost her. Let's hold on the line and see if we can get her back in.
Angela?
Yes, there you are.
Hi,
okay. Hi there.
Yes, I think we kind of lost each other for a second.
Yeah, we did. Okay,
so did you hear me talking about Left for Dead?
We did get part of that, but you sound great. We hear you very clearly, but we'll have spaces of just dead silence there. So if you can just start that portion again, talk to us about Left for Dead and that closing line, the light of day is upon you, surrender to God and live again.
What inspired me to write Left for Dead was when the women were abused, raped, molested, left in dark situations, that abuser, the person that raped them, the person that abandoned them, didn't tell them how to get back up. They didn't help them or redirect them. And so it was like you were left in a dark place at a dark moment and didn't know how to get up from that place. And when I talk about the light of death is upon you, that's in Jesus Christ. When you surrender your life to God, He will restore all of those areas where the enemy has tried to come in and take away from you. Because when you before you were formed in your mother's womb, God had a purpose, a plan, and a destiny for your life. And it was the enemy's assignment to come against you and to attack you so that you would never be able to see the plan of God for your life. You would never be able to understand that God had always ordained for you to be successful. He wanted to put insecurity and shame and bondage in.
I think we lost you again. Dana? And we did.
Angela?
Yes, there you are.
Back on again.
Okay.
So the light of day is truly the Spirit of the Lord. When you surrender your heart to God, He will lead, guide, and direct you into all truth.
Yes. Yes.
Because what happened to you was truly not the plan of God.
Right. The first character that you introduce in your book is Gabrielle, and we're thrust right into the middle of her crisis. Can you talk to us just a little bit about the types of issues that Gabrielle's facing?
The types of issues that Gabrielle faced, and that's one of the things I wanted people to understand, is when you come from an abusive home, you end up with insecurity, not knowing who you are, not knowing the value of your life as a woman, not even truly understanding the purpose of God for your life. And because I am the character, Gabrielle, in the book, and coming from an abusive home, I allowed myself to find myself one day in an abusive relationship as well, not understanding that God had a plan for my life and that wasn't it. And just seeking after things that were never ordained for my life and feeling like I wasn't worthy. And a lot of that came from a result of what I seen my mom go through, not knowing that wasn't the plan that God had for her life. I allowed myself to accept and to settle for things at the time that I was never supposed to settle for. But I give God all glory and all honor for opening my eyes to the light of day and allowing me to see that God truly has something better in store for my life.
Amen. Amen. Well, I brought up Gabrielle, and there are several characters in your book. There's a young lady named Taylor. There's a young lady named Lisa. Can you give us an overview of the main characters and their unique circumstances?
Yes. Taylor was abandoned as a young child, as a young girl, and her mother never came back to get her, which was devastating to her. And if it was up to the enemy, she would have never made it to the point that she is today. She's a very successful dentist today. She's one out of five African American women in the United States to pass one of the tests that she had to take. She's very successful today. But if it was up to the enemy, she would have never made it to that point. Never. Lisa was abused sexually by a young woman, her younger cousin. And can you imagine the devastation, the visions, the thoughts in her mind, the double-mindedness that she picked up as a result of being sexually abused, of why, and then her mother struggling with the spirit of, like, schizophrenia, double-mindedness, It was a 10-year assignment for her to go in the same direction.
Right.
Not knowing that she would find Jesus, that the Lord would deliver her of everything that she had experienced and speak to her and tell her, that's not the plan that I have for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, one of my favorite characters is Melissa.
Okay.
And the reason why is because I believe we're in a season where, in the body of Christ, we have so many women that are being manipulated, used, abused because of their beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling like, at times, I have to settle for this to be who God has called me to be in the kingdom of God. And that's not true.
No,
when God called Priscilla into the kingdom of God, she didn't have to settle. She didn't have to become, she didn't have to live an adulterous lifestyle. Deborah in the Bible didn't have to live that way. She didn't have to be insecure or shameful or be put over to the side just because she was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the lifestyle of Melissa also speaks to the fact that a lot of women come against women that are secure within themselves, that when they walk in the door, you think she has it all together. Look how pretty she is. She drives a nice car. But not understanding that she struggles just like me and you. Well, instead of getting to know her as a person, the first thing we do as women sometimes, we label her. We don't take the time to get to know her as a person. And that can be very difficult, living your life that way, and just saying, why is it that I always have to be labeled as somebody that I'm not? Why is it because I'm in leadership and I walk with men, do I have to be labeled as the woman that wants someone husband?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, not just the wife will label that woman, the wife's friends, other women in the ministry, just talk, just one seed.
Yeah.
And place a negative, can just plant a negative tree in someone else's life. One seed, one small seed of assumption because you didn't take the time to get to know that woman.
Right.
And those are the main characters in my book. But there's also a character, Cassandra, in my book. This is my best friend. And the reason I really wanted to bring her part in the book was to talk about how important relationships are. The women in the book have been friends with me for 15 or more years.
Wow.
We've been through ups and downs, but I thank God that we have overcome. We have watched each other grow to get into very successful young women. But still, we have days where we hurt.
Right.
And you know, when we come together and we talk and we encourage one another and push each other to the next level and we pray together and we thank God for where we've been, but we also thank God for where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And the blessing in it is we cover one another as women of God and we trust one another. And we trust each other if we have an issue or something that we're dealing with. We trust each other to the point that we know I can come and say I'm hurting and I have an issue. And I need you to walk with me through this issue. Because if you don't walk with me through this issue, I'm not going to make it.
Not going to make it.
But we don't judge each other according to what we're experiencing. And that's a blessing, to have somebody in your life that you can share and tell your struggles with and walk with and cry with and pray with and lay down with and also be able to get up with. You know, be able that person to lift you up when you're down.
Amen. Well, this book addresses some really seriously difficult issues. What are your hopes for your readers?
My hope for my readers is not just healing, but inner healing. Let's deal with the stuff that we really struggle with. And I was 26 years old, sitting in church, and my pastor, and I've never shared this with him, it was Pastor Kenneth Yelverton. He was talking about value and worth. And I was sitting there at 26 years old saying, I've heard of that before, but what is that?
Wow.
I don't have a clear understanding of what my value and my worth and my morals. I didn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart's desire is deliverance so that God can begin to pour into you your value, your worth,
mm-hmm.
and keep us as women to be secure within ourselves, and to let you know that what you experience is not who you are.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is a very valuable book to the kingdom and to not just women, but men as well, to be able to really look at what's going on in them, how they got there, and receiving the love that God has so they can get beyond the things that have hurt them and broken them. Do you have any new projects that you're working on?
Yes, I'm working on a new project now. It's called Peter Carter Gets Smarter. And it's about a butterfly, of course, but it's actually about a caterpillar who wants to be a butterfly. And everybody in the book, they're already butterflies. But he has to learn 10 life lessons before he can become a butterfly. And it's actually fiction, but there is a character in the book that's called Angel Divine. And every night he prays to Angel Divine at the end of each book. And the first book is about the spirit of lion. It's teaching children between the ages of 6 to 12 about different things that they need to learn. One is about lying, one is about bullying. You have one about courage. One about morals and values. But before Peter Carter can become a butterfly, he has to learn these life lessons. These life lessons, then he'll become a butterfly. But they have to read all of the books before they get to the end.
Wow.
So that's project.
Awesome.
And then I'm working on a project for men as well. Because we have a lot of men that we look at that are very strong, and they have some deep secrets that
they're hurting.
They're hurting.
Yeah.
And they're in pain. And you wonder why a man would, you know, minister and fall into an adulterous relationship. Well, he may have struggled with that spirit long before he got on the pulpit. But who did he have that he could really communicate with?
Right.
Recover him and say, I'm struggling. Sometimes you have people in leadership in the body of Christ that are struggling, and they just need somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
To help them to understand God has still called you to the place that he called you to. You may have fallen, but you have to get back up, and you have to get back on the potter's wheel. You have to allow God to continue to mold you and shape you and make you into the man of God that he's called you to be. Still today, we serve a God that's a healer and a deliverer, even in this hour. We don't have to walk around broken and hurting on the inside. But as children of God, we also have to get to the point where we cover one another.
Yes.
Where we're there for one another. And we're open to hear, be able to even hear when you're totally uncovered. And then we can't leave each other when we fall. We have to stand with each other, so that we can help our brothers and sisters get to that next level in God.
Amen. Now, how can our listeners today get a copy of Deep Darkness?
You can actually go to dwilliamauthor.com. That's dwilliamauthor, author, author.com. And that's my website, and you can order the book directly from my website at dwilliamsauthor.com.
All right. Well, all right, listeners, it is giveaway time. It's giveaway time. And when I say, and the winner is, we want every listener to say their name, and this month's winner will be heard by everyone. So if you're ready... And the winner is,
Keisha Roberts.
Keisha, Congratulations. You've just won an autographed copy of Deep Darkness by author Dana Cathy Williams. Visit LadyAJPMinistries.com and click the ATA winner button to claim your prize. Congratulations, Keisha.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank each of you for joining us today, and special thanks to author Dana Cathy Williams, author of Deep Darkness, who said success was not a part of God's plan, for sharing with us today. Join us on September 21st at 7:30 p.m. as we host Christian Living author Cheryl McCullough from Charlotte, North Carolina, who is the author of The Wedding Party and Absent One from Another. This is Angela J. Poole with the Ask the Author live teleconference, Lady AJP Ministries, where we empower you, enlighten you, and encourage you through the Word. Blessings.